In the 1960s and 70s, there was nothing quite like it. Nothing at all like a game between the Bemidji State Beavers and the Lake Superior State Lakers. The first game ever coached here at Bemidji State by R.H. Bob Peters, December 3rd, 1966. The game against Lake Superior State.
We were outdoors while the giant bass was being built. And I vividly remember it was around Thanksgiving, and we just had ice. I believe we had maybe three practices before we went. Maybe. No more. One of the players at the time, the forwards, was Terry Burns. No doubt in all my career, most beautiful skater ever. I'm not just talking about Beaver teams. I'm talking about teams that I've watched. He was incredible. And went into Lake Superior State University at Sault Ste. Marie and beat him. And that started a hot rivalry over all the years. And I think when the smoke finally cleared, in that era, before they left for Division One, the record is like with the Beavers and their coach Ron Mason, even 12, 14 wins apiece and five or six ties. But that was a start, and the rivalry got hot when we met them in the first postseason national championship ever for small colleges.
Years later, those two teams would meet for the national title, the first ever at the small college level.
It was Terry Bergstrom from Twin Cities. It was a face-off in the end zone of Lake Superior State to the right of the goalie, and the puck went back to him, and he fired one right along the ice, and one of our forwards, Bill Weller, was in a hand-to-hand combat with one of their players in front of the net, and he took a swipe at the puck. But missed it, but he distracted the goalie, clank, and went in. it was marvelous.
My dad was a big history buff. My brother followed suit. I never much cared for the class in school, but I sure do like this version of a history lesson. Looking back at those early years of Beaver hockey, the first three national championships ever won by Bemidji State, one against the Lakers from Lake State. National championships in 68, 69, and 70. The Beavers' history etched in stone. The schedule makers sure do know a lot about history as well. Last week, Beavers played Alabama-Huntsville. The two teams have met four times for the national title, with each team winning two. Last week, the Beavers notched another two wins in the longtime series, cementing their dominance over the Huntsville Chargers in recent memory.
And now Jerry Fitzgerald will pick it up. Right in the middle, got a slight tug, no call, shoot, score! Zach Whitecloud, his second of the weekend, second of the year, and the Beavers, 18 seconds in, lead 2-0.
Almost from the same spot last night, and again it was a pass in his skates that he had to kick up to his stick.
Yesterday is history, it's there for all the world to see.
The same can't be said about Lake Superior State. The last couple of times the Beavers have played the Lakers, it was the Lakers who cemented their dominance over the Beavers.
You know, we've got our hands full, we know that, and we've had a hard time with this team over the course of the last 3 years, too. And they've kind of had our numbers, so it's going to be another challenging series, and again, we're going to find out what we're made of on the road.
Another chapter in the history books, written tonight. Bemidji State's Beavers, Lake Superior State's Lakers. The Noosa pregame show is next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.